They snake through the Canton Vaud countryside like, well, a long line of concrete Toblerones. Forget about chocolate, though. These 3,000 blocks, each weighing in at 16 tons, were designed to be distinctly unappetizing for any advancing army. The Toblerone line stretched from Bassin, high up in the Jura foothills, down to Lake Geneva. In fact, as the rain fell, Gerald Beruto, the man behind the Toblerone trail, explained that they didn't just stop at the edge of the lake.
In 1945, they were going into the lake as well.
Into the lake?
Into the lake as well for more than maybe 50 meters, 60 meters.
Really?
And
well, why was that? Bullet.
Just to avoid an invasion coming from the lake, because as you know, some tanks were amphibious tanks. They were able to come along from that side here.
Beruto has constructed a path from Bassin to Nyon, which, like the Toblerones, follows the course of three rivers through the forests of the Jura, past vineyards, orchards and cornfields, and down to the lakeside. His initial desire was to preserve a unique part of Switzerland's military heritage, but as he progressed, he realised that there was a rich ecological aspect to the project. Gerald Beruto says the Toblerones have become an integral part of the landscape.
It's in all part of the forest. I look at the green side, you see the green on the Toblerone, which is the moss. And if we go a bit up here, and we can say that nobody came here for the last 60 years. The nature is intact, nobody touched it, and with the sun and with the changing of the clouds, and here is fantastic, the view, including the river on the side, which is changing color with the seasons. It's a real pleasure to come here.
Beautiful.
We are not talking anymore about the Second World War now. We are just talking about the pleasure of seeing something that is interesting to the eyes.
There's no doubt that, especially up in the forests of the Jura, this is a breathtaking walk. But there are many other wonderful routes in Switzerland. What sets this one apart is what it has to tell us about Switzerland during the war. The Swiss had already seen other neutral countries overrun by Nazi Germany and saw no reason to believe it wouldn't be next. The Toblerones were part of a strategy whereby the army would fall back behind well-protected natural barriers should the country be invaded. Given the geography of Western Switzerland, Gerald Beruto says this meant that Geneva, surrounded on three sides by occupied France, was expendable.
When you take the airplane and you are just landing in Geneva, for example, you are just overflowing that region where we are still sitting now. And you will see that's the only valley that is breaking people on invasion coming from the west. That one is the first tactical obstacle as panzers coming from Geneva. The problem in Geneva, it was just impossible to defend.
The army didn't just rely on the Toblerones to block an invasion. Along the line are 12 fortresses, the most unusual of which is the Villa Rose. For years, this pink house, which sits alongside what used to be the main road between Geneva and Lausanne, intrigued the locals. It was obviously well maintained, but there was never a light on in the window, never a car in the drive, and no one was ever seen arriving or leaving. Gerald Beruto showed me inside. Yeah, we've come inside now and it's just like no windows and just guns. So how many soldiers would there have been?
25 soldiers will be here.
And they could stay in here for quite a while, couldn't they?
Definitely. I mean, they stay here at the beginning of the war in 1940, so for 6 months all along inside. And the troop inside was just forbidden to go outside. The water is coming from the roof, and for the electricity we have a generator here, which means that fortification is completely independent and can live for a while just by itself.
The ground floor is full of weapons, including anti-tank cannons aimed in every direction. The basement was the living quarters. Everything is as it was in the 1940s, right down to the brands of soap and the wine labels. Even the military telephone and the old ventilation system are still in good working order. Around 100 veterans who served in the Villa Rose between 1939 and 1945 are still alive. Gerald Beruto says everyone has a relative who was mobilised during the war, and it's something that shouldn't be forgotten.
You find in every family some kind of a souvenir on one kind of the other. And very often, I think yesterday we had a group of people, the women were saying, my father had the same one, my grandfather had the same one. Mm. The children are coming here to look at it, and automatically they will remain something. They find something that is still as a human size, and people can come here and still remember or something.
The Villa Rose is the only building of its kind in Switzerland, and its historical worth is so great that it's been placed in the highest category of protected buildings, an unusual move for a structure that's only 60 years old. Gérald Berruto is hopeful that the Toblerones will also receive similar protection. That will not only be good news for Swiss military heritage, but for the countryside as well. As Gérald Berruto says, what started as a project to preserve a slice of history has become something that brings pleasure on many different levels.
The reality is that we are interested to restore something, and by going through, making work, we find that the nature is excellent, and that really the number one is the nature, for the present and the future as well. Yeah. The Toblerone and our fortification are just one object among the others.